Actually, for our tapes, could you both say your names so we'll differentiate?
I'm Lily James.
I'm Bella Heathcote.
Oh, I got it.
Wait, did either of you read Pride and Prejudice before this came along?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Pride and Prejudice or Pride and Prejudice and Zombies?
Both.
So let's say both.
Yeah.
Definitely Pride and Prejudice. Can. Yeah, I studied it at school. It's like part of every English girl's sort of
curriculum.
Right. Yeah. We both love Pride and Prejudice. I'm
What's
speaking
your
for you now because I've heard you say that.
What's your favorite version so far of all of the Pride and Prejudices? Yeah.
Strike Pride and Prejudice?
Yeah.
BBC, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm in borderline obsession.
Yeah.
I've watched it so many times. Love that.
Can you talk about what you liked about this particular interpretation of the story and why you were attracted to do it?
I just think that if you're going to try and do Pride and Prejudice again, then you should definitely make it super strange. Zombies in it. I just thought it was fun. I thought it was a new take on it. I also thought the fact that the Bennett sisters are this like crew of killers, where the women are doing the fighting, was a really brilliant opportunity because you don't usually get that in that genre of that time.
How much training did you guys have to go through? Because you look really like pros.
I did about 3 months of Kung Fu in LA before I went over, and then I did about a month with the girls of all the other more specific skills. But yeah, I got really into it. I got really into it because I get really anxious before a job, so it's like good to channel that into something positive instead of like just spinning out.
Your training?
Oh, yeah. I didn't bother. No,
that's all.
Yeah, I had to stunt double. No, I did a lot of boxing. I was really, really in. I go through phases of exercising a lot and not, and I was in a not phase, so I just had to get strong, just like get fit. And then I did boxing and some like martial arts type training when we were all together as girls. But the Bennett sisters all trained together, so we kind of, it was sort of like rehearsals too because we became really close and like sisters.
Yeah. Have either of you ever held swords before?
I did it Wrath of the Titans when I just left drama school, so I'd already done like quite a lot of sword fighting training. And not much of it's in the film. Actually, none of it's in the film. I was completely cut out. But I did learn to fight for that film.
We'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I promise.
Lily, you have quite a history of playing these sort of different strong female characters with this and Cinderella and Downton. What is it about this character that you liked? Like, what attracted you to her strength?
To Liz Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
She's just the coolest character, isn't she? And she's so strong and independent and forward-thinking in the original. So immediately I wanted to play Liz Bennett anyway, but then in this new form, it was fun. Because I felt like the fighting was like a sort of external expression of her inner conflict, not to be too earnest, but it did feel like that sexual frustration and that frustration with how things are came out, why
just
am
just like the repression of the
time, of the time came out in them being able to fight and beat each other up and beat Darcy up, and so it actually weirdly really works,
yeah the iconic scene where you're saying there's no way in hell I'd ever marry you,
oh,
but
right.
you're like totally beating
each
other up.
Yeah,
that was so awesome.
No, it was fun. I loved it. I mean, I really did beat Sam up in that scene. He had like bruises and stuff because I just got way too into it. Because you actually have to make contact. We actually got bruises.
Yeah
really loud.
We're talking about beating guys up.
What was your weapon of choice? Because you guys used the swords and the daggers and the
guns.
What was my weapon of choice?
And the sling.
Yeah.
I seem to just like be grabbing sticks from everywhere.
Like, grab that long stick.
Like, that seems to be my weapon of choice, the long stick.
Yeah.
I'm sure it has a more technical name than
long
that.
Stick.
Long
stick.
Long stick.
How did these parts come to you, or did you go after them, or what happened?
I knew Burr, actually. We actually have a mutual friend, and I think I should really give this girl a cut because she was like, you should just cast Bella as Jane. And then he just asked me to do it.
What? He was super. I mean, I think he'd seen work. It's not just like he saw a picture of me and went, yeah, sure. But whatever.
Yeah. Do your work.
Yeah. Mercifully, I didn't have to audition, which was nice.
Wow.
The producer, Ali Sharma, also produced Cinderella, and so was one of the producers on Cinderella. And so she told me about the script and sent me the script. And then I had a really long chat with Bo and Skype session with him, but I didn't actually have to audition, which was nice.
Wow.
For the first time. I mean, hello.
I've got to say, though, like, there's something to be said about auditioning, because then I got the role.
Yeah, I agree.
And I was so sick in the lead-up, because I was like, he doesn't know I can do this. Yeah. Like, I can't even prove myself. What am I doing? Everyone's going to know I'm a fraud.
Read-through was really scary. And also, when you audition, you
kind of
figure stuff out and you make choices about the character, and so you do quite a lot of work. And so it felt weird I hadn't done that work and doing the read through. Yeah, then we obviously did work.
I was just going to ask you as well, like, you both talked about how close you all were on the set and how you were like a family and everything. What was it like between when you weren't shooting? Did you have fun things that you could do together or hang out, or were you just kind of isolated? And what was the deal like?
No, we hung out. Yeah, we did a few dinners. Did we do anything else?
Well, it was a really busy schedule, and when we weren't filming, we'd have like fight rehearsals, and so while we were actually shooting, it was bit intense. It was kind of like all work, no play.
We did do a few dinners. We did hang out a bit.
Yeah, and we had like there was a Halloween party, and I mean, it's really fun. Like, we really are friends.
The costumes for that would have been pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I think Ellie and Millie went there. I can't remember what. Oh, I think I just wore like a slutty red dress.
That's Halloween. It's just like an excuse to dress like a tot.
Yeah.
Well, Lily, this is an interesting time for you. Then you did War and Peace, which was a serious adaptation. And then this. What was the time frame? Which one did you
War and Peace I only shot at the beginning of the year. That was January to June, because it's TV, the turnaround so fast.
Beginning of 2015.
Last year. Yeah, it's 2015. Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, it got that out quickly.
Yeah, you shot that in 2 weeks. War and Peace. But we shot this 2014. This was a while ago, because obviously there was a lot of post to do on this film. So it's taken quite a while, hasn't it? Like a year and a half.
Since there was so much post, how did you feel when you got to see all the effects?
I actually haven't seen the entire film yet, which is so ridiculous.
I just saw the finished version like a week ago.
Yeah.
And it's funny because we saw a piece like, we'd both seen a version that like had none of the music or like effects.
Or anything. So I was like, oh my gosh. And then I still really loved it, actually. When I saw it, I thought Bert had done such a good job with tone and...
Yeah, that's what I said when I saw it. He was like, how did you see that? Someone's getting fired. And I was like, no, I really loved it. And that's without all the effects. So when I saw the final version, I was just like, this is awesome.
Yeah. But I was watching it last night, and then I left because it's quite an intense atmosphere to first see something, because you just, I'm like, I want everyone to love it, I want to, are you laughing, oh my god. And so I left and had a glass of champagne.
Like for every film you make.
Pardon?
Are you worried when you walk into every film you make the first time you see it?
I've only watched one film. At the first time I saw a film at the premiere.
What did you do that for?
It was like the first time I did in Australia, this Beneath Hill 60. I think I was like in tears because I was like, oh, I'm terrible. It's all about me, of course.
Yeah.
I walked out and I was like, I'm never doing that again. Because the whole time you're not enjoying the film at all because you're looking at everyone around you. And a premiere audience, it's not the same as like a general audience. Right. I mean, half the people are like agents.
I quite like to see this film with the kind of target audience. Well, I don't know what the target audience is, but with like, you know, maybe like
humans.
High school kids, anyone, you guys. Should have watched it.
It really worked very well.
Oh, good.
So, I mean, the book is the book is definitely, you know, really beloved. And so what do you hope the fans of the book will take away from the film?
Well, I hope they'll love it. I mean, Seth Graham Smith, who was there last night, he really loves it. And if the writer likes it, then you feel like you've you want to do his work justice.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I hope that the fans will, that means the fans will like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
We want to like it.
Yeah.
Well, I think one of the things I found that there was a Jane Austen sensibility to the
yeah.
film. So it's just, so if you're familiar with the book, you just kind of like go with it. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Really, yeah.
You know when everyone clapped really loud is when he dived into the pond.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
You've got to pay homage to
that.
We were like, bro, you've got to work it in. Like, it's
yeah.
not in the book. Or
when does that happen? In the, like, the, it's just like a montage, isn't it? And he just dives in just for the sake of it.
That's great.
Actually, when I was still there when he was chopping, you know, when he fights outside
yeah.
Darcy, and I'm watching from the window. My friend leant over and she was like, "Is that the diving into the pool moment?" I was like, "Don't worry, no, it's coming." But it's fun that people kind of go, "Oh, is that bit from the story?"
Yeah,
because it's such a beloved, well-known
yeah.
story that people kind of go, "Oh, this is where this part of the storyline's threading in with that." And
yeah,
I find that's like a really like nice familiar feeling.
Yeah,
do you feel like the film has a feminist tone?
Definitely, yeah.
I mean,
like
I feel like, yeah, both of the books, like,
yeah.
That's what I love about this, because it's basically taken, like, all these themes that are in Jane Austen's original novel, like female empowerment and these, like, forward-thinking women, and it's just, like, transplanted into this world where there can be, like, a physical expression of all of that. Like, we're all fighting, we're all saving the boys, like, they're our damsels.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. Like, I feel like the film's completely a feminist film.
Yeah.
Last question.
Agreed.
What are you guys doing next?
There you go.
I've got something that I can't talk about yet, which is so boring.
It's like I know what it is. No, I can't.
But Lily can talk about
yeah.
it. That's my boss.
So what's your thing?
What's yours?
I'm starting a film in a few weeks with Edgar Wright's new movie called Baby Driver.
Oh, wow.
Where I play an American waitress,
wow.
Not period.
Ah. How does that feel to wear your normal clothes?
I know. I had a costume fitting the other night and she came to here and brought my costumes just like in a bag. I was like, this is the first time I've had a costume fitting that isn't
like
rail to rail. Yeah, like huge petticoats and like crowns and
wow.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Thanks guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.